Sunday, January 18th, second Sunday after Epiphany. The Epistle from the Letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 6 through 16. Brethren, having different gifts according to the grace that is given us, either prophecy to be used according to the rule of faith, or ministry in ministering, or he that teaches in doctrine, he that exhorts in exhorting, he that gives with simplicity, he that rules with carefulness, he that shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation, hating that which is evil, cleaving to that which is good, loving one another with the charity of brotherhood, with honor preventing one another, in carefulness not slothful, in spirit fervent, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, instant in prayer, communicating to the necessities of the saints, pursuing hospitality. Bless them that persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that rejoice, weep with them that weep, being of one mind towards one another, not minding high things, but consenting to the humble. The Gospel from John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. At that time there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus also was invited, and his disciples, to the marriage. And the wine failing, the mother of Jesus saith to him, They have no wine. And Jesus saith to her, Woman, what is that to me and to thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother saith to the waiters, Whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye. Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 measures apiece. Jesus saith to them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And Jesus saith to them, Draw out now, and carry to the chief steward of the feast. And they carried it. And when the chief steward had tasted the water made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the waiters knew who had drawn the water, the chief steward calls the bridegroom, and saith to him, Every man at first sets forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Haydock Commentary. It is supposed that Mary was by then a widow, since in all the rest of the history of Jesus, not a single word occurs respecting St. Joseph. The Blessed Virgin Mother was not ignorant of the divine power of her Son, and that the time was come when he designed to make himself known to the world. She could not make her request in more modest terms. Some have spoken without sufficient precaution on this action of the Blessed Virgin, supposing she was actuated by some inclination to vanity in begging her Son to perform a miracle on this occasion, that some of the glory of it might accrue to her, and that on this account our Savior answers her with severity. Other fathers, more rightly, attribute the interference of the Blessed Virgin to her charity and compassion for the new married couple. The fathers have explained our Savior's response with mildness, observing that our Savior only meant to say, Mother, what affair is it of ours if they want wine? Ought we to concern ourselves about that? Others think that he wished by these words to let his mother know that she must not forestall the time appointed by the Heavenly Father, as if her demand were unseasonable and out of time. Most of the fathers understand that he speaks here not as man and son of Mary, but as God, and in that quality he observes to his mother, It is not for you to prescribe when miracles are to be performed, which are not to be expected in compliance with any human respect. I know when my power is to be manifested for the greater glory of God. Christ's first miracle in the New Testament was a kind of transubstantiation in changing water into wine. The first miracle Moses performed when sent to the Jews was transubstantiation, see Exodus 4. The first Moses and Aaron performed when sent to the Egyptians was transubstantiation. This was the first miracle which Jesus had performed in public and to manifest his glory. But Maldonatus is of opinion that he had before wrought many miracles known to the Blessed Virgin and St. Joseph, which gave her the confidence to ask one now. His disciples believed in him. They had already believed in him, or they would not have followed him, but this miracle confirmed their faith.